sink, just like the good old days. So as I gaze upon my gorgeous, simmering, soap-covered wife, I silently commend us both on our ability to communicate better, even as I physically see her decision to verbally berate me. Love you, I shoot out preemptively just as she opens her mouth to deliver my ass to me. My sentiment has her pausing a millisecond, her eyes losing a smidge of their terrorize him sheen. A small win.
Repeat after me, Thatcha Lemuel.
She draws out one of my more ridiculous pet names. At the arrival of it, I take it as a sign my strategy wasn't completely ignored. Though I used to find this name far more endearing when it wasn't the equivalent of middle name Sirius. Ah, these little games we play. The trash bag I'm holding grows heavier in my hand as I tense due to the sudden silence upstairs. Too quiet. Something's afoot. If I had to guess the culprit, Peyton. His accomplice, our baby girl, Gracie. Though far from a baby now. So far that I shield my eyes from her wardrobe choices daily to try to keep the memory alive. It's the growing confrontation in my wife's rich brown eyes that has me flitting my focus back to her as I soak in her state. I see it the second her demeanor shifts to middle name Sirius. The tiny lines around her mouth deepening with her frown. Disappointment. Words of set emotion forming on her tongue as a handful of suds from her head slide down her slender neck and disappear into her robe.
I, Thatch.
She drones on as I debate on smart pop and softcore porn in our newly finished basement after everyone is lights out, or a quick stress-relieving tug in a hot shower. As selfish as the thought of sex may be in this moment, I've been unsuccessfully attempting to shift from our cozy pajama setup, me bottoms, her tops, and TV reruns, to the action arena starring the two of us sans the flannel sometime before the morning whistle blows. And by whistle, I mean the symphony of our children's mixed screams. Lately, I miss touching her intimately, and that touch being welcome. I miss her sounds, her skin, her moans and connection, her full attention. In some form other than, honey, do, did you, will you, and why did you, do you? It's been a long time since I've been in the do that, so good, do it again area. One I'm getting desperate to get back to. As far as typical men think in the number of sexual thoughts a day, I feel like I'm below par in the depravity department. But the last time we got truly intimate, the leaves hadn't fully turned. There wasn't a hint of snow on the ground. Now that our driveway is salted and the foliage is dusted white, I can feel myself coiling up due to pent-up frustration. Aye, Thatch, I mumble in feeble attempt to get somewhere between the two territories at some point in the next week.
Do you solemnly swear?
She prompts, her command sounding like the growl of a small dog, like a terrier, or maybe a Jack Russell. I've always wanted a Jack Russell, but they're known to be a hyper breed, and we're all stocked up on
Thatch?
Serena snaps, bringing me back. Do solemnly swear, I continue, as sweat starts to bead at my temple, not from fear, but because I can feel her slipping further away. Marriage has its phases, and after 2 decades and counting with Serena, I know this truth all too well. I live it, and very intentionally endure it, because the hard-earned sweet spots are so fucking worth it. Tonight, that shift seems to be getting further out of reach, and I know there are 2 distinct reasons why. 2 eerily quiet reasons upstairs. Too quiet.
To never again bother my wife while she's bathing.
Serena finishes, her hair still dripping rapidly where she stands in our kitchen. Which is ironic since it was she herself who interrupted the rest of her own bath to bitch me out. They say it's always the ones you love most that you take aggravation with life out on, right? Well, from what I can tell at this moment, my wife loves me more than anyone in the history of fucking ever. Which would be flattering if affection truly played a factor in any part of this bullshit. No, this, what's happening right here, is part of the buildup that started just after Thanksgiving. The animosity rolling off her in thanks to the stressful weeks leading up to the main event. The pressure